You're listening to the SDC Foundations podcast. This year, we're looking at the early church through the Book of Acts and Paul's letters. An opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Welcome to Tuesday's Foundations podcast. It's great to be looking at the Bible with you again today. Each day this week, as we look at Paul's letter to the Colossians, we're asking ourselves this question. What does this new life that Jesus has won for us look like? For the central message of Colossians is this, that through Jesus' death and resurrection, and through faith in him, we die to our old life and are raised to a new one with him. Yesterday we were reminded that we're to set our heart on the things above, where Christ is, and that as we look to Jesus, we remember that he has a new life for us. It's him we serve. It's Jesus we follow. It's the Jesus life we seek to live out each and every day. Today's passage is chapter 3, verses 5 to 11. Let's look at verses 9 and 10 together now. Do not lie to each other, since you've taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. If yesterday was about being reminded of who we look to, who we follow, who is the source of this new life, today, and indeed the rest of this week, is saying in practical terms, what does living this new life look like? In chapter 3, Paul presents to the Colossians a new way of living. The examples he cites in the first part of the chapter, today's passage, which you can hear read out at the end of this podcast, are what Paul terms old life. I'd encourage you to check out Tom Finnemore's podcast from the 18th of January. You can use the SDC website for the archives. It's just a really helpful reflection on this old life, new life idea that Paul also writes about in his letter to the Ephesians. If what we read in today's chapter is the old life, then how are we to live the new life that Jesus calls us into? Or as Paul puts it, how are we to put on the new self? The answer, it would seem, lies in the fifth verse of today's passage, where Paul tells the Colossians that they are to put to death, therefore, what belongs to your earthly nature. Put to death. It takes us back to the image of the cross again, the crucified Jesus. And in that moment, which looked like utter defeat to sin, to all the things that are wrong with this world, the things that have power over us and separate us from our Creator, it's actually the point of the great victory won for us. So how can we live differently? How can we put on this new self? Well, the answer is we can't do it ourselves. We live differently because of Christ's power at work within us. He has won. When Paul says we are to put to death our earthly nature, he knows full well that on our own it's impossible to live the different life, the Christ life. Our earthly nature is sometimes to lie, to get angry, to want things others have got, to desire others, to speak badly of others. The list just goes on. We can't change ourselves on our own. We can't live a totally different life to that purely in our own strength or through sheer willpower and discipline. But through the power of work, through the power of Christ at work within us, we can. And when Jesus died, as Paul writes in chapter 2, he nailed the old life to the cross and said, "It's finished. The old way of living is not for you anymore." And he rose to win for us the new life, the new self, the new identity that we have as children of God. And I like the metaphor that Paul uses here of putting on the new self, like you would put on new clothing. And when you buy a new piece of clothing, a new set of shoes, and you wear them out, other people notice. You know, that looks good on you, they say. These are great. Or as my two-year-old daughter would say, so nice. You know, our vision this year is to ask others to join us in building communities that bring about godly change. Every time we put on the new self, every time we choose to follow Jesus, to live in the opposite spirit to the examples that Paul cites in today's reading, each time we speak highly of someone else, we're patient, we tell the truth in a gracious way, we're pure in the way that we think and talk and act, it's attractive to others. And you know what? Even though many people might not say it, there are some who are thinking, that way of doing things, it looks good. And maybe it could look good on me. A life lived differently is a really powerful thing. It's an attractive thing. A life lived differently is going to make others curious to discover it for themselves, because it displays something in it. It displays the power at work within us of the one who's all powerful and through whom we discover life and life in all its fullness, a power that's beyond the powers of this world and its old life, a power that enables us to throw off the old self and to put on the new. A prayer. Jesus, we come before you today aware that so often we find ourselves falling back into the old life, the old way of doing things. Jesus, we turn to you and ask for forgiveness. We ask that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit this day so that we can put on again the new self, that we can live out this new life that you have for us at home, at school, at university, at work, and that we would be your witnesses to those around us. Amen.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you.
Colossians 3, verses 5 to 11. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you've taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all.